America needs to change the way it attracts, trains, and certifies new teachers. That's one of the conclusions of a national commission that spent the last 2 years studying the teaching profession. In its report issued today, the 26-member commission, headed by North Carolina Governor Jim Hunt, says many new teachers are unprepared for the job and that they lack the support and incentives to improve. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The Commission on Teaching in America's Future found some startling things. For example, more than 40 states allow school districts to hire teachers who do not meet the most basic requirements to teach. Over 12% of all new teachers begin their first year without any classroom training at all. And an even higher percentage, 14%, are allowed to teach without having met state certification standards. 3 out of 4 teachers lack a degree in the subject they teach. Linda Darling Hammond, a professor at Teachers College, Columbia University, wrote much of the commission's report.
In addition, most beginning teachers are hired into the more disadvantaged schools with the most difficult teaching assignments, working with the neediest students, and left to sink or swim without support. As many as 30% leave within the first 5 years in the profession, and just as many learn only to cope rather than to teach effectively.
The problem of unprepared teachers in our classrooms, says Darling Hammond, begins in teachers' colleges, where the quality of instruction students get is at best uneven.
Some teachers get top-flight training in colleges that have redesigned their programs and an intensive internship with master teachers in a state-of-the-art professional development school, rather like a teaching hospital. But many get a smattering of subject matter training, a few courses on educational theory divorced from practice, and a few weeks of student teaching in settings that do not even demonstrate good practice.
The commission found that only 500 of the nation's 1,200 colleges of education are accredited to prepare new teachers. The report also points to flawed hiring policies, overwhelming workloads for teachers who often have little or no time to prepare for the classroom, and no time for professional development. Bad teachers go unpunished, good teachers go unrewarded, the report said. And it offers 5 recommendations: establish national teaching standards, overhaul teacher recruitment, improve teacher education, training, and development, reward good teachers, and improve working conditions for teachers. These findings and recommendations are fine, says Jeannie Allen of the Center for Education Reform, but they don't get to the heart of the problem, tying teachers' performance to the performance of the students.
Are their kids achieving? And therefore, if they are, they should be rewarded, they should be paid more than our best CEOs in this country, and if they're not, they shouldn't be there. But just because you walk out of college and take a test for the state, a test, I might add, the National Teachers Exam or equivalents that test people on a 6th grade level, just because you take that test and pass doesn't mean you're necessarily qualified. By the same token, just because someone's never been in the classroom or taking a child development course doesn't mean they don't have what it takes to be a teacher.
But the commission, which included the nation's 2 largest teachers unions, makes no recommendations in these areas. And it did not tackle tenure, which some say is the reason it's so hard and so expensive to fire bad teachers. The commission seems more willing to defend than challenge the monopoly that's existed in the preparation of teachers, says Eugene Hickok, Pennsylvania State Superintendent of Schools.
We can point to countless examples where people who have been preparing to become teachers through non-traditional programming, as opposed to colleges of education, emerge as some of our finest teachers. So I would agree with the finding that we need to do something about teacher preparation. I would not agree with the argument that it needs to be more regulated, and I'm not really very interested in having a national teaching exam or a national teaching standard.
The commission's findings are timely because teachers and teachers' unions have come under fire by presidential candidate Bob Dole, who has labeled the nation's 2 teachers' unions as obstacles to real education reform. President Clinton, campaigning in California today, though, was quick to jump on the issue of teacher training by ordering the U.S. Education Department to come up with a plan to help states raise teaching standards. I'm Claudio Sanchez in Washington.